All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the EG3 podcast. My name is Eddie Greer, the third, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, on this late Monday afternoon. Yes, sir, late Monday afternoon here in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm recording this reaction episode on Monday, November 17th, 2025, here. Again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning into the latest edition of this podcast, Sports Running, whenever porn comes across his desk in Kansas City, Missouri. This is the reaction edition of the podcast, folks. Only a couple more episodes left of the year. I don't know how many, but I know it's down to like less than five. I don't have an exact number, but yeah, we're getting down to it. The end of the year, obviously, around the corner, and that means holiday season there, Thanksgiving next weekend, and a potential race coming up this weekend. We'll see about that. But yes, reaction Salina, over a week now since we coming off of that. So again, but first, obviously, the EG3 podcast underneath the 3-wide podcast with EG3. This was a NASCAR podcast for a long while, for I don't know how many years, like 6-7 years maybe, but before that it was just a regular sports podcast like any other sports podcast that you probably listen to. To NASCAR podcast. And then we made this decision last year to go back to the original format, but to add the addition with Eddie's adventures of running. So there we go on that, and we have an idea of what next year might hold. Almost, we'll see. I'm still deciphering on options, but kind of narrowing down a few races here and there, all other stuff like that. We do have a couple that are locked in for sure, but then I haven't signed up for them. I haven't signed up for any of them. Let's put it that way. But trying to map out next year, but we still have a little bit of 2025 to get through here. And obviously, I mentioned we should be back in the racing this weekend. So, there's that. But yeah, Salina, right? Just a week in the books from doing that. We ran that not this past weekend, but the week before out there, in which was windy Salina, Kansas. We knew we were going into there as well. I know if we go back, if you've been with us since the beginning of the fall campaign, the goal was sub 80, right? Obviously, fortunately, that did not happen there again. But other than that, I mean, everything leading up to it, I felt more prepared than ever. I don't want to go that far. More prepared to go in a half marathon. Okay, you have to hit these type of paces to get it. And even before getting a coach or whatever, I was hitting those paces here and there on a consistent basis. Anyways, it's just the back end, the second half, which killed my race. And we're just gonna have to just go dive on into it. We were gonna do the Good Life Halfsy. Well, that's been put on hold. Put on hold. We had to cancel that because of other uncontrollable things that happened in a wild stretch, unfortunately. So I couldn't go up to Lincoln and take part in that, in which that was solid times laid down, and even solid times laid down in the Masters division in particular. One of my teammates laid down a hell of a time. I did not see that coming. I'm pretty sure he didn't see it coming either, but he had ran a hell of a time down up there in Lincoln. Of course, that's where he lives, runs over there a lot. But my goodness, and it was even colder than it was in Salina. Salina was only 40 degrees, in the mid-40s, something like that. And up there, well, it was much colder than that there as well. And they were dealing with, obviously, windy. When you get in around in this region, and I'm going to throw in Missouri too. Yep, I'm going to throw them in there as well. Even though, yes, I do. I'm a resident of Kansas City, Missouri. If you have not been following along on this podcast all year long, y'all should know that by now. But yeah, if you live in this region, even Oklahoma, Texas, Dakotas, Minnesota. Well, not taking Minnesota out of the equation, but it, Nebraska, yeah, you're going to be dealing with this wind. And it was windy. It was super windy up there. And the kind of aligning the two races that I ran. Now, I ran, what was it, a 123 low, 83 low. There was, after all that, even struggling in the middle of the race, because, look, Salina has, obviously, kind of a rectangle-ish course, but you had, there's a couple down and backs. I know the front stretch early on. We were rolling, man. Ooh! Woo. Your boy Fast State was rolling. The first half of the race went by fast. Boom, 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 boom. Like, what is going on? And then right when you get up to the 10K, after the 6 mile marker, oh man, the race fell apart. I forgot about the second hill. Now I know about the first. They call it the Salina Hill, the famous Salina Hill for nothing. They don't call that for nothing, the famous quote unquote Salina Hill. But I knew about the first one, but I did not. I totally forgot about the second one. Maybe because all that rain from last year's race. And even though I know I'm darting around across the board a little bit, I'm sorry. But even though I did not run the time that I wanted to run, I beat last year's time by a full minute and then some. I didn't beat it by a minute and a half, if I'm not mistaken there. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did. So, I mean, not all for moral victories, but if anything else, if I didn't get my A goal, the B goal was to beat last year's time, which I did that by plenty there as well. But I totally forgot about the second hill, which you go up the hill, and then you're right on the crest of that, right? And then you go up, and then you ain't done yet. You got to go up another hill, climb another hill. And yeah, that took the energy right out of the legs there. But somehow, and then, of course, you're going around there, downhill. I was leading a pack. Well, okay, let's just rewind back a little bit, start over. All right, so the race started right about 8 o'clock, right? So we started at 8 o'clock, and yeah. And shout out to the photography crew who participated in the Salina races. My goodness, the pictures... fantastic. I think they're better than last year's. Maybe because one of me, they got a picture of me in the course leading a group of guys. We were going through the park first, one of the first parks in the first half. I know I was moving. I was moving along I was holding along pretty well against the wind and whatnot. And then of course we come up to these combination of hills between 6 and 8. And everything just kind of started to fall apart from there. But we'll get to how I managed to, how and where did I manage to be to get it around, still around 82 to 83 on the half marathon sheet. This is the EG3 podcast reaction to Salina part 2. This was not the race that I drew up on originally. Eddie Greeter third here in Kent in an overcast, which it's been overcast all day in Kansas City, Missouri. But yeah, let's rewind back a little bit. Run it back a little bit. All right, so start line, overcast. Yeah, started overcast, ended, saw a little bit of sun, maybe, but that was it. Speaking of overcast, yeah, I'd probably say 90% of it was overcast. Yeah, because we obviously ran at 8 a.m. in the morning. So you start off, and there was a big clan of Air Force guys and gals right next to me. So they were running a mix. Some of them were running the full, some of them were running the half, and some of them were doing a 10K. The 10K, the first 10K, like I told y'all a few moments ago, it just went by like boom, 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 like that. It's like real quick. Like, okay, so you start out, start finish line, you're going south pretty much there for a good mile and a half, somewhere in there. And then I don't know what the building is called, you're going around a loop, basically 1 mile in or something like that, or two, maybe mile and a half in or something like that. Anyways, mile and a half, turn around, you can see a sea of people. You can see a sea of people right back. I was in the front. I'm trying to look left a little bit to see what's going on, man. You can see a whole clan of people, see people just coming the opposite direction. It's kind of nice. It's nice, actually, because, one, you can hear all the eddies and go-go-goes and whatnot, and holy smokes. Again, shout out those who competed in these races, whether the full, half, 10K, and there's 5K too as well. And a big thanks, obviously, I'll probably save that to when I finish, come around and recap of the race there. But yeah, man, so you hear all your name chants and whatnot, and go-go, the cheering, the positive vibes and whatnot early on, and holy smokes, I was moving, and I was trying to stay with, now again, this runner did a 10K eventually. But yeah, I was trying to catch up because I had a lot of momentum, a lot of momentum in that first 10K right there. Was able to get by, and the person that I started off with, I did not anticipate this person, this runner, starting off the way that this runner did. So I'm like, I'm just going to move ahead a little bit and see what happens, right? Because I'm not going to sit here and just hold back a little bit. And then we're just going to go and we're just going to, you know, hey, see what happens with it, right? Yeah, we ran a strong 10K, and then, yeah, and coming around, first 5K, you're going back up where you came from, and then you're making that hard right, and then you're going, crossing the bricks, and then you're going into the first. That's probably where that photographer got me and the three other runners, because we were kind of, I was behind them to start off. Well, I actually cut up to them and was running with them for a while, and then my body said, let's go past them, so I went with it. Went past them, led the group through the park there, and kind of, yeah, held strong through there. And then we were going back and forth a little bit, and then they got around me, then hung on. I tried to hang on as long as I could there, at least until get to the 10K mark. Then the 10K mark, that's when everything kind of fell sideways a little bit there, and I just told y'all, and then get up top of this hill. Then there's another hill on top of that one. Then you're going downhill. This is okay, and then you're going up to the pretty much the last of the difficulties of the hill, which you're going up another steep climb there, and the announcer calls your name out, which I did hear that as well. Cross that the timing stripe there, and then you're trying to battle, because man, that second half from mile 8 probably to 10, probably the worst. Probably say worse, because you're feeling the wind. You ain't got nothing. You ain't got nobody dry stuffed up. You're whoosh, 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 all this other stuff like that. What, you know, like, you're caught. You're cussing yourself out. We're doing that, but yeah. After struggling in the middle of that race, to somehow find myself still on the back heels of some of the runs that I was running with earlier, even past one of them on the home stretch. There, it shows like we're right there on the cusp there, but I honestly thought it was a solid race, actually. This is the fastest I ran in a bit. But yeah, there's another out and back, round mile 10 to 11, again, caught up to a couple KCRC peeps. They're doing the relay, so end up catching them and pass and disposing them. Obviously, went on my way there, and then yeah, I was stunned because you can still see the runners that you're with, and then you're catching up to even some of that was fading a little bit. So, as much as I want to say is what if, I mean, I had to take that chance out there, and only. To my little rivalry here with a fellow runner that when I was living in Manhattan ran several races out there. This runner didn't was only 122. She ran a 122. It was like a shade under a minute. So she must have got held up or something. She turned on the jets there and passed me, and yeah, she caught me and then passed me, and then she looked strong. Then she must have faded. So she must have faded in the last mile. So this runner usually is up there, run 17, 118. That's what I started a race with, because I'm familiar with how she races and all that. So, and she started off really slow. So I don't know what happened. That's not normally what that's not normally how she races. So she normally wins the Bill Snyder. She's usually the female winner for the Bill Snyder races. So I was ahead of her for majority of the race, and then she caught to me and passed me there, and I was hanging in, and I somehow caught back up. And I don't know how I did that, because I was really close to getting 82. That's 122, for those of you who don't know the time difference of half marathon. This is the EG3 Podcast Salina Recap Part 2. This was not how I drew it up, but sometimes you got to have a backup plan if your A plan does not go into vision. Eddie Greer III here for this edition of the podcast here. This overcast Monday here in Kansas City, Missouri. Yeah, man. So, yeah. So, I'm pleased. After all the hard training and all that, I got to say, I got to be pleased with it. Which now, again, big thanks to Daniel Craig, who's the lead staffer for putting on these races. And he actually stopped by the night before. So he stopped by the KCRC potluck house to chat with us for a while, to hang out for us for a while, and kind of give us the insights of what came to be the Salina Crossroads event. So and I actually have raced against him one time. Back when I was getting back into running, when I was living in Manhattan, getting back into running, I actually raced against him. He don't know that, so he came out, and it's very interesting to see his kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? His kind of like perspective on being a race director and not being a runner. You know what I'm saying? So that was awesome to kind of get insights on that right there. But yeah, man, if you take away. Several people came up to me, and we were talking back and forth, obviously seeing guys and gals who traveled out there from the KC area to run that race, saying that you take the win out of the equation. Oh, yeah. I can't see and guarantee, oh, I would have ran this. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I could have ran the same time. I don't know. I can't see and guarantee you that. But, yeah, you take the win out of the equation there. Could be looking at something a little closer than that. Maybe run on top of it again with my luck these days there. So I can't complain too highly much on it. But yeah, man, it was a good race up there, and to finish 20th. Even despite the mid race struggles, that says a lot right there. It could have been worse. It could have been worse for me. But now I'm like, okay, all right. Let's just see another race and we'll see what happens. Yeah, my coach said, you know, like the conditions have to be good enough. And even if I did go up to run the Good Life Half C, it would have been really close too as well. If I lined the two, definitely would have been close. They were dealing with some brutal winds too, and there are some fast times put down. Like I said at the beginning of this episode, my teammate put down a hell of a time. I mean, a 112. Seriously? I mean, like, that was a PR. That's a PR for him. He usually runs 150. Well, at least his PR was 115. And then he dropped it even more. So, it's all, again, it's all about course, whatnot. The conditions, how they are, how everything lines up on that day. Again, I've said this, but it aligns with the marathon. Since last year, everything aligns, has to align. So again, I gotta be thrilled. I gotta be pleased with that. But yeah, man. So that kind of leads to the next question: is debating, because the Goblet Grind is this weekend, and originally I was gonna. Now, again, I'll confess on this podcast that originally now I signed up for the marathon. Now, again, we're not in marathon shape now. Again, I have a lot of miles, but I was going to party pace the marathon with a few friends of mine. Now, saying that, now half marathon game. Now, I did the 5K last year. Now, I'm not going to sit here and give you. I'm going to leave y'all a cliffhanger because I'm still. At the record this podcast, still debating whether I want to try this again or not. because I still feel like there's maybe one, do a little EHE3 NPOB, crash the half marathon, see what happens. Because going out, and this was part of the course of the Olathe marathon, where I was struggling for the last 4 miles. Well, I was saying, even got lost, even went off course. When the course model should have been paying attention, and should have just led me back on course instead of just leading me off a couple extra feet. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to pay attention out here. And I've been hearing, even up until this point anyways, listening that people get lost on the Gabba Grand course. So that got me worried a little bit. That got me a little heading in. I ain't worried about anything now. This was not the A race any. Well, originally, I thought about being this as the A race for the half, for my half. Originally, so speaking of plans, all right, so originally, the Gabba Grind half was going to be the half to go for it because of obviously the course design. And I not even mentioned the weather. Now, the weather looks, the weather looks pretty solid for Sunday, but yeah, I didn't even, because obviously with Thanksgiving around the corner, weather gets colder. And all that, wind picks up here and there and whatnot. You could be dealing with overcast we're doing right now, all this other stuff. Funny enough, yeah, I'm being dead serious because I was gonna wait until Gabba Grind to see what we got. And then now with all this other, now I am a week away off of what I did in Salina, and part of me wants to get back and see not only that, but yours truly might have a shot to win it. Am I gonna make a nation on that? No, I'm not gonna say that, but it's a good possibility. It's a good possibility of that. So, I mean, yeah, and actually, here in another hour or so, I'm supposed to be meeting my coach, my weekly phone call with my coach. So, well, I'll have to bring that up. I'll have to bring that up there. But, yeah, I was the original. Well, that's the party pacing for the marathon. That was the backup plan. Because I was going to surprise them with just running with them. Now, I'm not. That's for 4.5 hours. That's a lot. And what I got planned for next week, we'll see. But, yeah, man, that leads because I think I've mentioned this podcast, but I probably haven't. But I'm saying, this course, part of this course, yours truly has won a half marathon. Not this year, but it was last January. Not this past January, but last January, yours truly won a half marathon. His first ever. You know what I'm saying? I'm usually used to winning 10Ks, 5Ks, and all that, winning age groups, winning all that other stuff, but yours truly won a half marathon. Now, he wasn't going all out. It was like a 130. I was cruising, son. I was in cruise control. Because I was supposed to, yeah, that was it. I don't know what I was doing. I don't know. I was going to run it. And then all of a sudden, I gained steam and said, screw this. I'm just going to go up there and try to race it. And then once I got by one of the other KC regulars who pops in and out, does races, and he's recently did like 3 marathons or something like that in a span of a month, something like that. I know he did Chicago for one. Trying to remember what he did as well. He did Des Moines. Yep, he did Des Moines. Yep, he did Des Moines. Yep, and he did one more. But yeah, I disposed him. And then yeah, I was all alone. So again, it goes back that you're gonna be coming across again. It was like I was saying earlier with Salina, right? That first little bit, coming up back, mile two, and then you're seeing all these people, boom, 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 a sea of people. This time, it's very different from last year. Last year, rainy and all this other stuff. I almost said a bad word. It was rainy and all this other stuff like that. It was definitely miserable, and I gotta say, this year was 10 times better than what last year. I'll take what happened a week and a half or so ago than what happened last year's race there. So I don't know, man. And this course is fast. So who knows what Eddie's got up his sleeve for this weekend, for sure. But it's definitely enticing. is sitting here thinking about, you know what? I've ran two marathons within six days. The I-35 challenge 2 years ago. I did a lot of running 2 years ago when I was looking for more competition. So the I-35 challenge, again, this is not even 2 weeks. So this is within six days. This event usually is back-to-back, the I-35 challenge. You go run KC, half or full, and then you turn around, do Des Moines, half or full. That's what that's all about in a quick summary right there. All right, so, yeah, so I think it was Des Moines first. Des Moines, at the time, put out a PR, at the time, was my PR, and then turn around 6 days later on a Saturday and run sub-130. at the KC app. So, something tells me that we might try again. I don't know. As we wrap this podcast, I don't know. I'm still going back and forth right now. So, that is what in Gobber Grind races is Sunday. So, whatever AD decides to do, we're going to be doing a postcast. We did it by that. So, another one coming. And I did sign for another race for Thursday, for next Thursday. And I'm going to make that announcement right now. Downhill mile action. Let's go. So, it's going to be an interesting, turn around and do potentially race a half marathon and then turn around and do a mile downhill. Woo! And so we'll see what happens, man. I'm giddy right now, and I still feel like I'm still, even with all that said, I've ran within a 6 day mark. I've ran back to back 5K races, so it's gonna be what the coach says. But I don't know, man. I'm gonna have to do some persuading sitting here, and I'm getting antsy, just getting the giggles just thinking about it. I mean, opportunity. I'm not going to sit here and say it's redemption. I'm not going to sit here and say that. Mm-mm. I'm not going to sit here and say, some of y'all might think that. Hey, y'all think what y'all want to think. But for me, hey, it's an opportunity to maybe try it again and see what happens. Because, again, it's all about the course and whatnot. And there's still, it's not hills like it was out there. But you're still dealing with, because you got to do two outbacks with the marathon. I don't think they realize that. I'll take my chances. Might take my chances doing the half and see what happens. Because, for sure. I'm not. We're going to be in the mix. For sure for podium. That is for sure. My 123.15 put down would have been third last year. So, in this race last year. Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah, for sure, guys. So, yeah, man. Not that I want to go for another one of those. But, yeah, you have opportunity. You pick up some minutes here and there. That goes a long way. Now, I don't know how my boy did it in Lincoln, put down a gain 3 minutes from what he usually runs. But yeah, when you see that, I mean, you're going out there to have marathons on Overland Park course. What's that park called? Indian Creek or whatever the hell it's called. But yeah, some of it was part of the Olathe marathon that I ran earlier this year, that was, which the conditions sucked for that cold, windy, and all that other stuff. Like, when can I catch a break? Something's got to happen when I can finally catch a damn break. Well, we'll see. But originally I was going to do party pacing with my friend for the marathon. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think it's my DNA to sit out and run out there for 4.5 hours. I love y'all. I love you guys. I'm sorry, but they'll probably understand. They're not. Man, if we go hop in this half marathon, we might try to win it. So, again, it depends on who, but either way, you're going up against the young teens anyway. So, you're going to have to go through the teens anyway. So, it's just, might as well just go up there and gear it, battle up. It's going to be a battle. So, we'll see how the week shakes up. She might just say, you know, it's any year anyway. I mean, so if not, if we don't decide to do it, you know, it is what it is. Or we can drop down to the 5K. I did the 5K last year. We almost pretty much 18 flat. Sixth place, One Masters, pretty much. So yeah, man. So we'll see what happens, man. But yes, that was Celina there, 123-15, beat the time from last year, which if there was a B goal, that was it. So now, we'll see the remaining races. Could be these two races coming up. I might not do it this summer race. If my coach's on board of doing this plan. So I know it's kind of quick, but I've raced quicker turnarounds than this. Race six, within 6 days, half marathon, PR at Des Moines at the time. What's my put lay down a PR up in Des Moines? That course pretty similar to if there was a course simulate course comparison a little bit. Now, I did not prepare to say course comparisons on today's podcast. This is the ET3 podcast. Eddie Greer the third here for a couple more minutes on this reaction edition. Eddie Greer, Fast Eddie, putting down a 123-15 top 20 overall finish, and unfortunately missed podium by a spot in the Masters. Damn it, that clown fourth position in Masters. Yeah, I have to eat that. But yeah, and look, I knew even with last year's time, like, all these 40-year-olds up in the top three, even me up there. So I cut it real close last year, and unfortunately, I made a couple passes late, but couldn't make one more pass there. And yeah, I fell to fourth in the men's Masters division there. So, but oh well. There's gonna be other ties in there. There might be a chance, big opportunity on Sunday to make it happen. So we'll see. I mean, the goal is still out there. We'll see what my coach says and all that, but I'm not gonna say race it, but it definitely is exciting, and maybe let it get dropped down and see what we can go there. I mean, I'm still pretty good damn shape. Let's ride with it. It's one of those EG. Let's crash to half. See what we got. See what we got these young folk. We're gonna be up there because there's no because the 5K is gonna be done first. I think everybody's gonna start at 8 o'clock. Again, I have a problem with. I'd rather have it be the half marathon. I'd rather have the wait. Yeah, I'd rather have the half and full people start runners start first, and then have the 10K five people 30 minutes later. Because at the end of the day, you're gonna have the overall finisher of the half coming around 65, between 65 and 70, something like that, halftime anyway. So I'm not in rule. I don't like everybody starting at one time. And I might have said that before, but if I haven't, I'm saying it right now. I don't like it. I just don't, because you're just trying to figure out who you're racing, and you're like, there's like 5K people, and then there's 10K. It's like your race gets all screwed up. So I'd rather have it like that. But hey, I'm not the director, so I can't make that overall decision for you guys. I'm sorry, but I know some of y'all agree with that. I know I've talked with several people about that, and like, hey, that's not even a bad idea. EG3, that's not bad. Idea, because that'll be easier that way. I mean, everybody can have that clean finish instead of having people out in the way for photos. I can't control that, but it is what it is. It is what it is. But yeah, so we'll see what EG3 has up his sleeve this weekend. He might be racing again. That ain't gonna be the first time. And oh yeah, to finish the course comparison before I wrap this up, the course comparison, I say Des Moines. A little bit like Indian Creek, if I had something to say. Everybody raves about Des Moines because of the course and all that. So if there was anything, it'll be this right here, because there are plenty of races that Casey Running Company puts on this course and whatnot. So even in the beginning of the year, I think there was a race in the beginning of the year like that as well. So I participated in it as well, and I won. So overall winner. We ain't talking about. We're not sitting here talking about age winner, group winners and all that. No. We're talking about overall race winner. Yeah, that was me. That was me. So, yeah, man, I'm getting fired up just thinking about it, the opportunity. So, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I will be recording again this week, but it's going to be football related. It won't be about my decision and all that. Y'all are just going to have to wait till the next time that we sit here talk running. But, yeah, so very excited to see. What happens, because I think right now my gut's telling me to jump back, crash this half. So, you're surely going to be doing something this weekend. The Gaba Grind races, 5, 10K, half marathon full, going down in Overland Park, Kansas this weekend on Sunday. a few days before Thanksgiving. And of course, we already signed up for the downhill hat. Not that downhill. Not another half marathon. Downhill mile. That's going to be super fun. I said that. I said last year, I got to come back and do this mile. So, we got something for y'all. I got something for y'all coming up as we come to the end of the year there as well. But I'm going to leave out a cliffhanger because I don't know what I'm going to be doing now. I'm going to party pace it marathon, but the scale's leaning towards crashing half and seeing if we can pull off an upset this weekend. So we'll see. But yeah, that's kind of the landscape right now in the world of running. New York wrapped up a couple weeks ago as well. So yeah, that's all I got on this reaction here. Again, EG3 podcast. Get it. Wherever you get your podcasts, we're free and available once or twice a week. iTunes, Google, Spotify, Amazon, Audio Boom, Odyssey, wherever you listen to your favorite genre of podcast here, folks. We got just a couple more episodes left. Like I said, if I stick with this plan, there might not be a race on next month for me. This might be it for the 2025 calendar year, at least for racing goes. For as well, so this might be it. there's probably not gonna be no Westport this year. So I know we got the Westport thing with the Santa Dash. I know, and I'm probably not gonna do that this year. If I decide to go through with both of these, it's probably gonna be it for the year until January maybe. I'm trying to just figure out my race schedule and two races are locks for sure. Two locks for sure. So we'll see. I know there's that marathon looming, but that's not going to be until next. That's not going to be until next December. Like I said, I got to have something between possible May half and in early summer. Somewhere in there, I gotta have something in here. I cannot have this long wait. I gotta have something here that I could just jump in and test my fitness and see where we're at. But yeah, man, exciting times here late in the year, so we'll see. But probably not gonna be racing in the last month of the year. Probably just gonna be logging in miles until the coast gonna hit pretty soon anyway. So there's that as well. But man, I'm excited just sitting here thinking about that possibility. But yeah, so we're gonna wrap this up here on the podcast. It's Overcast Monday, EG3 podcast, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, we have crossed the finish line on another race reaction edition of the EG3 podcast. Thank you guys so much once again for hanging out here as I record on this Monday late afternoon. Now it's early evening here as it's getting dark early, like 4:30 in the afternoon here. Again, we'll be back later on this week with a football episode. So y'all gonna have to wait until next week to see what Eddie did over the weekend in Overland Park, Kansas. But for right now, we're gonna put a pin on this episode. We have crossed the finish line once again on the EG3 episode. Thank you guys for another addition to listening to the EG3 podcast. We'll talk to y'all again later on this week.